Paignton Baptist Church. Our service for scattered saints for Sunday, 10th of January, 2021. Welcome, scattered saints. Peter, in his first letter, wrote, "To God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia." They were persecuted Christians, scattered across what is now modern-day Turkey. But they were chosen by God. The same is true for us. God has chosen us to be adopted as his children. Peter writes, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Whatever we're going through, God knows, God cares, and God gives us the power to overcome through faith in Jesus and the presence of his Holy Spirit. Worshipping the Lord reminds us of his love and power given to all those who put their trust in him. Let's pray. Lord, help us to worship you, to see who you are, to know your love and power in our lives. Amen. We sing our first song, "In the Darkness We Were Waiting."
By his blood and in his name, and in his freedom I am.
continue in worship, singing King of Kings, Majesty. Acts chapter 9, verse 11 to 22. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to those who were ill, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, "In the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know about, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. When this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed what they'd done. A number who'd practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. After all this had happened, Paul decided to go to Jerusalem, passing through Macedonia and Achaia. "After I've been there," he said, "I must visit Rome also." He sent two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia, while he stayed in the province of Asia a little longer.
Good morning. As we come to look at Acts 19, 11 to 22, there are just two things that I would like to just bring to you. The first is we see evil spirits mentioned, and we're probably going all not on a service, but we have to remember we're in a war And it started through church history, an outline of what happened. Lucifer, as he was called, served God in heaven. Pride got in the way and didn't want to serve God. He wanted the praise instead. Lost his place in heaven with his angels, which was about a third. Since they've been banished to earth, they have opposed God's word and God's plans. Genesis 3, a brief outline. Satan was more crafty than any animal God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" "Woman, we can eat from any tree, but God did say, not from the tree in the middle of the garden, or touch it, or we will die." "Satan, you will not die, for God knows when you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And then in the New Testament, we see Satan start trying to stop Jesus' ministry. What's the first thing that happened after visits by the Magi and shepherds to see Jesus? Joseph was warned to go to Egypt as Herod was going to search for Jesus to kill him. We know Herod did give the orders for the killings to happen of all boys under 2 years old. Many of us remember Come and See, where in one of the corners we had a little crib with two swords. Just to remind us that when we look at Christmas, we often look at joy, peace, love, and yet it happened under the auspices of Herod wanting to kill Jesus because he didn't want to worship Jesus or have anyone else take his place. Today's the same thing. People don't want the lordship of Jesus in their lives or in society. When Jesus was baptized, he was led into the wilderness. It's interesting that all three temptations that we read begin with if you are the Son of God, if you will worship me. Notice again, Satan wants that worship. On the cross, what did people say? If you are the Son of God, come down. Today, people say, if there is a God, why all the suffering? Why are there so many religions? Why so many gods? If. Over the years, Satan has tried to twist what happened on the cross. I've heard different versions about it. Theories like it wasn't Jesus on the cross, it was a lookalike. Jesus was on the cross, but he fainted. The body was taken down, and then when he was in the tomb, he revived so much, he rolled the stone away and overpowered soldiers. Or it was Jesus' spirit on the cross, so he didn't actually feel the pain like we do. We must make sure when we come to God's word that we don't dumb it down or alter God's word in any way. Satan would love us to do it, but we must make sure we keep to what Scripture says. We are living in difficult days. The world's full of darkness. But we have to be lights in the world. John 1, 4 and 5, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. We've just taken down the posters that we had out for Christmas. Jesus, light of the world. We have to make sure we are lights to people around us. John 3:16, God loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. As we move on, knowing that we're in a war, the second thing is quite interesting. The evil spirit in verse 15 said, "Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?" There are a lot of antique programs on TV today. Experts tell us what the object is, how it would have been used, the age of the object, the maker of the object, and most importantly, its value. But they can also tell us if it is a replica or an original. People today know if you truly believe in Jesus, or if you are just a Sunday-only Christian. It was interesting, a few weeks ago, I had a conversation with Stephen, and songs of praise came up, and it was interesting that we said, you can tell people on that program if they know Jesus by the way they worship, or if they're there because it's just a TV and they want to be on the TV. People know if you believe or not. But what are the questions you need to answer? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, that through his death and resurrection, your sins are forgiven by the blood of the Lamb? Last week we served communion here, the bread and the wine, remembering the Jesus sacrifice for us. Have you accepted him as your own Lord and Saviour? Secondly, how is your testimony? Revelation 12:10. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. We will all have a different testimony of what God has done in our lives, but we will all have a testimony if we know Jesus. How is your testimony today? Do you have one of God's love, faithfulness, and mercy to you? The third thing, are you prepared for persecution? It's well documented in church history that apart from John, all the disciples were martyred for the faith. The last century, there were more martyrs than ever before. It's nothing new, persecution. Jesus told us it would happen. Matthew 24:9, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. As you listen to this, you go into a world where there's a war going on. There's God who loves you, gave Jesus for you, given the Holy Spirit to help you. On the other side, there's Satan, who doesn't like it when you worship Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's not easy following Jesus today. It never has been. I came across an illustration of someone said, it's like two dogs trying to fight for you. And they said, well, how do you know who's winning? They just said, whichever one you feed the most. Are you feeding your life with Jesus, God's word, fellowshipping, or are you looking at Satan and what the world can offer? Joshua 25:15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That's an interesting question. Perhaps you need time to think about this one. But as for you, who will you serve? Who will you be serving this week? At home, at work, school, while shopping? I know most of you have chosen to serve the Lord, but I don't know all of you. Are you hoping to serve the Lord every day, or are you just a Sunday-only worshipper? And as we go into a troubled world, one of my favourite verses that I keep coming back to is Hebrews 12:2. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Thank you, Andrew. We read earlier from the first letter of Peter, and as we come to a time of prayer, we use some of the words that he spoke. In chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, we pray for ourselves. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's almighty hand, that he may lift you up in due course. Cast all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Let's give God everything that troubles us today. Allow him to comfort you and help you. We also pray for our sisters and brothers across the world. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls round like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Let's pray for sisters and brothers across the world who are suffering at this moment, living in countries where to name your name, to read a Bible, is against the law and brings persecution. And we join together with Christians throughout the world in praying the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We close our service with a worship song of victory. A victory that we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storm of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I'll fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. That is coming with a heart that holds on, a glorious life beyond all compare. And there'll be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on this earth. And I'll fear no evil, for my God is with me. God is with me. Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, never let go of me. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, and there'll be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, there'll be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you.
Now we come to our blessing, again using words from the first letter of Peter. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever.